what are you doing here in Melbourne? Well, I'd like to thank everyone here, everyone who has paid so far with us in this marathon. And I'd like to give my speech right now so I can better concentrate on helping the others and moderate the other speakers. So I'd like to speak a bit about courage as a fundamental virtue in the transition to multipolarity. If we place our feet on the Hellenic tradition, which has relevance for European civilization, but also for other nearby or related civilizations, such as Latin American, we will see the emphasis given by philosophers like Aristotle to the virtue of courage, or andrea, considered the Spartans' highest virtue, as we can deduce from Plutarch's writings. According to Aristotle, the virtue of courage involved a willingness to face a serious but not hopeless existential risk for the sake of a noble end. Aristotle, therefore, denies that we are dealing with the virtue of courage when the danger is not existential, when there is no chance of triumph, or when there is no worthy end. Courage, therefore, like all Aristotelian virtues, involves the right object, a right way, and a right time, in a kind of exact measure between the extremes of fear and confidence. We might here too evoke the concept of Yong, the virtue of courage as it is presented in Chinese civilization by the writings of Confucius. Here, courage appears as one of the three virtues of the nobleman. But courage also involves a question of measure for Confucius. It must be framed by a sense of propriety or right. In other words, there is a right way to be courageous, and it is also preceded by knowledge. It is, in short, the willingness to risk oneself to prevent evil in obedience to ethical norms. Well, one might question the reason for this short speech on virtue in a lecture on multipolarity. But it is possible to justify this discourse by appealing to a rather traditional notion. According to the ancients, there is an homology between man and the city, in other words, the state in modern terms, so that it is possible to transplant human virtues to the political dimension, the communal, the institutional dimension of the public thing, the res publica. We need, therefore, to think about the multipolar transition and the attitude of countries in the face of this transition in the light of the traditional courage as a public virtue. It is something perceived by everyone that we are at a historical crossroads, facing epochal circumstances that can change the course of the historical unfolding of the peoples of all civilizations. We must see the present moment as astonishing as the period of the fall of Constantinople. These possibilities were inaugurated by the deflagration of the Russian special military operation on its southwestern border. The Russian decision to launch this operation at just the right kairos, the right moment, has opened up a myriad of possibilities for the other peoples of the world. They too find themselves in the kairos of making some decision. The myriad of possibilities, this plurality of possibilities, opened up by the Russian decision, can be condensed into the overcoming of the unipolar Atlantic moment by the establishment of a multipolar global order. We would now be in the transition, in the interval, on the threshold between these two directions. And if the final outcome depends on the result of the Russian military operation, the materialization, the stabilization, the ordering of the multipolar order depends on a decision made by each people in this kairos that is unique and therefore requires its own decision. The consequences of not making a decision or making the wrong decision and the doors of this moment being closed can be drastic for our peoples. It is in this context that we can introduce courage as a public virtue, and more, as the fundamental public virtue in this international kairos. Here with us at our conference, we have with us representatives from over 64 countries. So it will not be alien to say that at this time of multipolar transition, there are several countries here, small or large, that are recalcitrant about the possibility of drastic changes in the international order. Beyond the bourgeois fear of the unknown, these countries fear three things: sanctions, military interventions, and color revolutions, or a combination of these tools, should their states take steps aimed at breaking the status quo. According to the Aristotelian criteria, all these fears fit the type of object apt to be addressed by the virtue of courage. These are existential risks which can lead to the destruction of a country. The goal is noble, since multipolarity is the international condition that allows the sovereign self-fulfilling of each people in its own civilization, and the most important here, this danger can be overcome. There's hope. Because many countries, remembering situations in the past, when countries were attacked with sanctions, interventions, and color revolutions, have an exaggerated fear precisely at the moment of weakness of the hegemon and the hegemonic structures. And therefore, these countries hesitate to actively position themselves in the transition to multipolarity, insisting on trying to postpone this transition. This is not to say that all countries in the world must assume the same position as Russia and other countries that openly and actively challenge the old unipolar structure. It is characteristic of courage to be aimed at the right object, in the right way, and at the right time. And the time is the same for everyone, but the way varies according to objective conditions like power, geography, etc. of each country. Nevertheless, even if the method differs, even the smallest country in the world, if it has the courage, can take a risk, show its worthiness, and help accelerate and consolidate the multipolar transition to a multipolar order. For some, this may simply mean refusing to support sanctions against targets of Western cancellation, or vote in the United Nations according to multipolar principles. Perhaps even something as simple as promoting dialogue on an official or cultural level with the countries cancelled by the globalists. What is fundamental, however, is to understand the moment, the kairos, and to act accordingly so that each of our peoples and civilizations participates in the construction of multipolarity. Friends of all the peoples of the world, let us be bold.